This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99. Item number one is Stupid News this morning.
Yeah.
A wine merchant.
A winemonger.
Yes, a winemonger, if you will. Apparently raised the bar for drinkers and runners alike. Did a blind tasting of 25 different kinds of wine at the London Marathon. He had a sip of wine every mile. This guy was wrecked by the time this thing was over. Wrecked.
He's running all over, every which way.
Yeah.
He's jogging in place, trying to drink.
Yeah.
Just all over, just red wine flying. 3.9 million views, by the way, onto the video.
Wow.
I was totally exhausted. I was totally cooked, but it was a great day, says Tom Gilby. He has a wine business. He's known as the wine guy on TikTok. He does wine tastings and recommendations and things, right?
Yeah.
Woo! He decided to run the London Marathon to raise money for a hospice charity in England, which apparently cared for his mom during her final days. So something
nice.
Near and dear to his heart,
yeah.
Right? And God bless you if you've... those hospice people are amazing. Just amazing. For his latest... let's see. For an added challenge, he decided to sample a glass of wine every mile along the run, along with trying to guess the drink's variety, country of origin, and its vintage. Sommelier.
Wow.
It's like a sommelier test.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good luck.
I thought he was just sipping away, but he's working.
It's a Shiraz 19.
There we go.
France.
Shiraz, Australia, 2022. He correctly guessed the sampling of one of the glasses as they were handed out along the way. Yeah, of 25 glasses of wine while running a marathon.
No.
He got 7, 100% correct.
That's the California Carbonet.
Your father-in-law's Carbonet.
Carbonara.
4 of them completely wrong, and then the remainder were mostly right. Because, I mean, there's a checklist you have to go off of. It's a style of grape, country of origin, year it was bottled, all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So he got most of it. He got 7 of them 100% right.
So good.
Out of 25. 4 completely wrong and the rest mostly right.
This is a dessert wine from that country that, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
You know that one. What was his time? I thought I saw somewhere it was like damn near 4 hours or some ridiculous thing. Which
that'd be really good.
A long time.
It was 26 hours. 7 minutes.
Yeah, I don't have it in here. It doesn't have
I took a nap at one point.
However, not as impressive, and I remember this because they were really mad about this, not as impressive as a Chinese grandfather who ran 26.2 miles in 3.5 hours while chain smoking.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Remember that story?
Yeah,
and they were all mad.
Yeah.
Because it kind of goes against everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, if you run, you can run that out of your lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great...
I watched a guy do that once.
That's like Lenny Dykstra said you could just pee it out. You never get drunk. You just pee it out.
Yeah. We used to have a 5K.
Oh, okay.
As a fundraiser. And it was down at the ocean front in November, and you would run into the wind. I mean, it was brutal. Brutal.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody that worked here decided on a lark that they'd just run along with us. Took a cigarette out of his mouth, flicked it, took off in street loafers, did the whole thing and beat half the crew.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And not a young guy. Not a young guy, but somebody that works out all the time. Living the life, baby. That's item one.
Item number two.
Yep.
You know, Wyoming's one of those states that you kind of forget about sometimes.
Well,
it is. It actually is.
They've gone out of their way to disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's not much going on in Wyoming, apparently, because this Girl Scout received a couple of tickets for selling cookies in her grandparents' driveway.
Oh, geez.
This is what you have to do?
Tickets in Wyoming?
Yeah.
I thought Wyoming was all that, you know, live free or die kind of stuff. I realize it's a New England state, but forgive me.
Yeah.
It's that. That's why people go there.
The cops have nothing better to do than to give a Girl Scout some tickets.
They gave a Girl Scout ticket.
Obviously some weird law, but this is a neighbor. Somebody called this in, right?
No, it doesn't say.
Absolutely. Yeah. Otherwise,
some jerk called it in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were at the end of the driveway, and apparently they were blocking the sidewalk, and that was the issue here.
Right.
And they moved off of the sidewalk, but they still gave them the two tickets, even after they moved.
What?
So the mom...
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, the mom hired a lawyer and got the two tickets dismissed.
Wow.
You gave a Girl Scout. No, who doesn't like Girl Scout cookies?
Oh. Somebody call this in. I hate that person.
I would just trade him. I'd be like, hey, you want a box of Thin Mints? We can work something out.
Yeah, we can make a deal.
Bribery.
Yeah. I got a neighbor named Tommy who's a builder and has helped everybody in the cul-de-sac that we live at.
Yeah.
Everybody. He is the most helpful guy, never says no. He's a wonderful human being.
Right.
And there was one time when the city showed up because he's got a truck. It's a nice truck. It's a construction truck, but it's nice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't parked in his driveway. It was parked in front of his house.
Oh, in the cul-de-sac?
And his wife came over and asked if I had any of an issue, because this was early on when we first moved.
All right.
And I said, not only do I not have an issue, but when we find out who did this, I'm going to punch them in the face. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. The tickets totaled $400.
That's a joke.
Come on.
Yep. Dude. That's a joke. And
for a Girl Scout selling cookies. That's item number two.
I hope that neighbor's proud of him or herself, jerk.
Finally this. Yesterday, you had the story of that guy with the incredibly long schmeggle.
Oh, yeah.
Schmuggigolo.
Very well endowed.
12-incher.
Yeah.
From England. Guy's face wasn't much to look at, but...
He was looking at that.
We all get compensation.
New meaning to $5 for a long...
Yeah, I don't think you even look at the face, right?
Yeah.
You're just gawking.
No. You recoil in horror is what you do.
Help!
However, not to be outdone is this guy. 30 years old, from the land down under, coincidentally, who's known as the Girth Master.
The Girth Master.
The Girth Master. He's 8 inches long and 7 inches around.
Oh, man.
7?
You know what that is? That's that old, like, can of snakes that you'd open up.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That is, wait, can we measure that really quick?
Well, I'm trying.
I got it right here, actually.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah,
that is less than 7 inches. That's not 7 inches.
No, around.
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 Yeah, Girth Master.
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah, this is not humanly possible to...
All right, well, hang on. Well, here, hey. Take this cord. Let's just... We'll plot out what it would be, I'm going to say, I guess about 7 inches.
Yeah. How is that even possible?
So then.
So you roll it around.
It's about as thick as your wrist.
Yeah, it's like your wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
Are you, I think you're, overestimating.
It depends on the wrist.
But you're a trained yogi.
Yeah.
You can relax. Others may not have these superpowers.
That's right, baby. I can relax.
Others may not have those superpowers.
No, that thing needs to be registered with authorities.
By the way, here's why it makes the news. He's on OnlyFans. He makes between $40,000 and $80,000 a month.
Well, I mean,
a month.
Well, if you have that thing,
might as well use it.
He's got to be doing weird videos, like he's crushing beer cans and he's gonna
driving nails.
Yeah.
Drawing the attention of more than 99 million viewers on the X platform.
Wow.
Including a seemingly stunned Cardi B.
Who all of a sudden doesn't want it?
Park that Big Mac truck right in the...
No thanks.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Beep, beep, beep. He says it's been a crazy 24 hours, apparently, after this thing took, caught hold, I guess. He began, I'm not going to give his life story. You get it. $40,000 to $80,000 a month. Put your junk online. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. not too shabby.
Yeah, well, it helps if it's as big around as, you know,
well, yeah.
your wrist.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, I'm going to make about 58 cents
right,
this
yeah.
afternoon.
Yeah.
And be taken away in the back of a police car.
Oh.
You're a little close to the school, Stir. Yeah. Stop it. Those three stories are true.
And girthy.
And that's why it is.
Stupid news.
Yes.